I want to share the word with you from Reverend Ike's study guide. Now, I want to call your attention to the subject addressed on page 20. And the subject is define and declare. Now, let's read the scripture for this lesson. I like to read the text. And those of you who have not heard me speak before, this is not an intellectual exercise. And I do a lot of purposeful repetition. Why? Because that is the way the subconscious learns, by repetition. How do you think you learned to be sick? Sickness is something that mankind had to learn. Because when God created you and God got through with you, He said it is good and very good. Also, sin is something that man had to learn. Poverty had to be learned. And how do people get into all of these situations and circumstances today? Because they hear the same thing repeated again and again and again. That is why we use affirmations here. What the mind hears continually, it will begin to believe and to act upon. The scripture that I'm going to read with you is Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, the 20th verse. I love that scripture that says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Listen to that. How did He do it? He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. I don't know whether Bishop Xavier is going to tell you this or not, so I'll tell him, and because it makes me think of something. A couple of weeks ago, he was driving his Escalante through the canyon in Malibu, and I've started it now. Come on down here. A coyote jumped out in front of him.
It just appeared in front of the car all of a sudden, and I didn't have time to think or anything, so I swerved to get out of the way, and immediately that big top-heavy SUV began careening back and forth, skidding to the side, and I could not get back in control of the thing. It just went right out of control. And it just all happened so quickly in a heartbeat. I was able to get it straight again, but then it swerved off the road, hit an embankment. And as I hit the embankment, the force was transferred, and I started to roll. And just as I started to roll, I stated, harm to none. And the car began to roll. Rolled over once, boom. Rolled over twice, boom. Car righted itself. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't believe I just crashed and rolled in my car. And I'm taking inventory. Everything is there. Everything feels fine. Feels good. And so I climbed out the window because the door would not open. But I think what you're getting at with being definite with the word, be it define and declare, the scariest thing about being in control of that car is that I did not know in my conscious mind whether I was going to get badly messed up or not. But during the whole thing, I felt the part of me that knew, holding the intention and making the statement that I'm not going to be messed up here. I'm not going to have this as an opportunity to get broken and battered. And when I hit the embankment and began to roll, that was what the most frightening part, not knowing whether I was going to go over the edge. When the car started turning, it's as if all of the intention inside me to not be harmed came out. And harm to none, that was what I defined and declared, and indeed I wasn't harmed.
What were those words you said as the car began to spin out of control?
Harm to none. Harm to none.
Catch these words, people. You never know when you may need them.
That's
harm
something,
to none. What does that
harm
mean?
Harm to none. It means harm to none. Let no one be injured. Let no one be hurt by the actions, by the occurrences that are taking place. And I've spoken these words to you before in the context of when we're programming for what we want, when we're defining and declaring, you know, the work we've done together with meditation and visualization, what have you. Whenever you want to create something, whenever you want to manifest something, it's always important with your programming to add the words, this or better, meaning that there's room for something better than what I can envision right now, to let it drop in. And with harm to none, meaning that I don't want anybody to be harmed by my creation. I don't want anybody to be harmed in order to have what I want. Now, you hold that intention. When there's something good that we desire, we don't go about trying to take it from other people or to harm someone in order to have what we want. Or my benefit should not come at anyone else's expense.
And I believe you also told me when you called me on the phone that when you saw those eyes glaring at you in the dock, you didn't know whether it was a person or not. That's why you swerved.
Right. That was the thing. It just appeared so quickly in front of the car. I just said, oh, God, don't let that be a person because it looks like I'm going to hit it. But I swerved out of the way because I didn't want to harm whatever was in front of the vehicle.
And the thing hit an embankment and rolled over twice, and you crawled out without a scratch.
A minor scratch, but no harm done, certainly. No harm done. And, you know, all in all, it was a pretty cushy roll, I must say. A little like an amusement park ride. But at the time, it wasn't that much fun. And I'm not going to do it again.
All right. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. It's good to know how to get a hold of the word. Thank you, son. We'll hear from you later. Define and declare. The stuff works if you work with it, you see. Ephesians 3:20. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Oh, boy, I love God. God is just the God of superlatives. You know, I get joy out of just reading it. Come on, let's start it again. And let's change the pronoun to a noun. God is able. God in me is able. God in me, on me, through me, as me, for me. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Define and declare. Now, in life, you have to define and declare what you want to be, to do, and to have. Because if you don't, the world, will take a hold of your self-definition. Reverend Ike said some years ago these words, and I love these words. I am not other people's opinions. When you learn that, that liberates you. Sets you free from what people think about you. Now, whatever you think about me, that's your opinion. But I'm not your opinion. I am God's opinion. Shout that three times. I am God's opinion. I am God's opinion. I am God's opinion. I'm not even the opinion of my ego. I am God's opinion. Have you ever read God's opinion of you? When God got through making you, what did God say? As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of planning went into you. A lot of divine planning. Why should you come along and mess it up? And Elohim said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. That's what God said. That's what Elohim said. And you think you were just made helter-skelter. There was a conference about you in the councils of heaven. Let us make a manifestation of God. That's something to tell you. God had nothing to make you out of but God. Now, that's why I take issue with the theologians in this business of original sin. That is one of the biggest lies ever perpetrated on mankind. Sin is not original. Righteousness is original. After I'd been out of the seminary, for 18 years, I met one of my professors, and he said, you know, I hear about those doctrines you're preaching. He said, but what about the doctrine of original sin? I said, Dr. So-and-so, you know very well that man is not an original sinner. There's nothing original about sin. Righteousness is original. Original sin is the theologian's opinion. But I'm not the theologian's opinion. See, you need to learn this. My daughter-in-law was singing at a whole life expo. He told me something very interesting. And somebody found out that she was Reverend Ike's daughter-in-law. They begin to ask her about Reverend Ike, spout some of the opinions. What was it? You know, I'm not embarrassed. That's one of my gifts. You can't tell enough lies on me to embarrass me and get my money. What did they say?
There was this gentleman that was singing there, and he'd watched me perform, and he walked up to me, and Reverend Mrs. Ike was there, and she, somehow it came up that I was your daughter-in-law, and there she's your wife. He said, oh, the Reverend Ike that had that scam scheme, whatever he called it, that he said that he was involved in, came to the church, gave money to the church, and then apparently the church was going to return back gazillions in a very short amount of time, called investing in the church. And I said, well, you know, I don't ever recall hearing anything about that. I'm going to ask about it. So I asked Dad about it yesterday. And, of course, he said, no, there's never been anything like that.
Did you say the IRS?
Yeah, I was also saying, well, didn't the IRS come in and they busted him and it was terrible and he went to jail and, you know, on and on and on. That kind of thing. And I'm like, well, I happen to know that the IRS has never found anything in the church or any of its affiliated organizations. That's what happened.
I am not other people's opinions. Let's hear it.
I am not other people's opinions.
See, if I didn't know that, maybe that would bother me. So far, I wouldn't brag about it too much, but so far, I've never been in jail and have no aspirations. But I'm not other people's opinions. I'm God's opinion. See, you've got to know that. And after God created man and created the whole world and everything, the Bible says that God looked at what he had done and what he had made and said what? It is good and very good. And another thing, even if you're a perfect mess, and I want to ask you a question while we're talking about this subject, and I want you to write it down and I want you to think about it. Where do you get your self-definition? And by the way, to backtrack just a little, do you know if you worry about what people say about you, you've got trouble. Do you worry about what other people think about you? Now, God is not through with me yet, but that's one of my strong graces. When you know who you are, what other people think, other people's opinions won't bother you. If you worry about what other people think and what other people say, you must not be sure about yourself. Let me hear you say, I know who I am in God. And I know who God is in me. See, I know my own heart. I know my own integrity. I know my own honesty. Matter of fact, I'm at the point when I hear stuff like that, I laugh about it. It's my joke. In one of the Psalms, it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall mock them to derision. Oh, did you hear what they said about you? Isn't that funny? Liberace and George had the answer. Liberace, did you hear what they said about you? That yes, I and George laughed about that all the way to the bank. All right, here's the question. Where do you get your self-definition? Now, this is important. Esta es muy, muy importante. Most people don't even know. After Adam and Eve had sinned and they hid from God in the garden, Adam said, well, Lord, you know, we were naked and so we hid. God said, who told you? Who told you that? I don't even take my racial identity from anybody. Anytime anybody calls me a black preacher, I stop them. But wait a minute. If we're going to use color, I'm green. I don't allow anybody to define me. Tell yourself that. I don't allow anybody to define me. I'll tell you why. Because you will fulfill your self-definition, your self-declaration. And it's good to know where you get your self-definition. I don't get my self-definition from the world. Say that. I don't get my self-definition from the world. I am an unhyphenated American. Don't hyphenate me. I was born in the USA. On my human side, my ancestors came from many places, from Africa, from Europe. The other day on email, one of my Native American tribesmen emailed me and said, Dear Reverend Ike, I am very happy to see that you are a Native American. What are we going to do to help our Native American sisters and brothers? I emailed them back and said, let's open a casino. I'm still talking about self-definition. I'm talking about define and declare. So they sent me my Native American name, Chief Money Eagle. Say my name, say my name, say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Now you see, I decided I liked that definition. Learn to filter your self-definition and take only what you want. What is your self-definition? Where do I get my self-definition? I get my self-definition from God in me. Jesus is always doing this. You remember at the baptism, heaven opened and the voice of the Father said, you are my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus took a poll among the disciples. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they told him mostly the nice things that were being said. He said, yes, but who do you say that I am? The theologians never understood that. What it really means is, who do you say that you are? It doesn't matter what the world says you are. Who do you say that you are? So you be very careful about your self-definition. Don't let people call you every old thing. Know who you are. Define yourself as what you want to be, and you will become it. I am no original sinner. I am God's original righteousness. I get my self-definition from Jesus. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Sometimes there's argument about the Godhead. How many people in the Godhead? And about the oneness of the Godhead. I go further than that. I say that God and man are one. It doesn't matter whether there is one or 40. If you left out, too bad. Don't leave yourself out. I advise you, don't go and be listening to all these lies about yourself. Because what yourself continually hears, it will believe and conceive and receive. Because faith comes by hearing, whether it's negative or positive. If you keep hearing negatives about yourself, after a while the mind will believe that. Now page 20, I want to read a couple of sentences as we talk about defining and declaring. And while we're about to do that, this is your homework. I want you to work on your self-definition. Get a piece of paper and up at the top, write yourself the question, what is my self-definition? Whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do, define yourself as that. I say unabashedly, I always wanted to be rich. Don't look at me like that. Not my fault if you don't want to be. Just don't criticize me. And I'm not ashamed to say it. See, that's another thing about people. They're so hypocritical about themselves. You know you like money. I'm not the only one. Well, define and declare. Down near the bottom of page 20, it says you have to be definite with the infinite. You see, God is infinite, but you have to be definite. You remember the deacon that was blind and cried out after Jesus. And Reverend, how do you know he was a deacon? Because I know how they sound. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he cried and he prayed, oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. His theology was correct. His genealogy was correct. But he wasn't saying anything. Wow. Jesus finally said, bring that fellow over here. And in the words of the King James, Jesus said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? In street language, Jesus said, hey, baby, what it is? What do you want? You see, this is what you have to do. You have to define what you want. Now, like that old Pentecostal chorus that says, Jesus on the main line, what do you do? What do you do? Tell him what you want. That's what Jesus said to the blind man. Now, you know, the folks standing by, religious people, could probably say, well, Jesus could see the man is blind. Why did he have to ask him? Because you have to say it. You see, your blessing comes out of your mouth. You see, you just don't know it, but you've got a mouth full of blessings. I catch blessings coming out of my mouth from time to time. I catch pure money coming right out of my mouth. There's a scripture, thou art ensnared by the words of thy mouth. But you see, that's negatively. If you can be ensnared by the words of your mouth, you can be blessed. You can be prospered. You can be healed. You can be saved. You can be delivered by the words of your mouth. Is it Romans 10? The word is near you and even in your mouth. But you know what the problem is with religious people? Religious people look away from God to find God. Don't look away from God to find God. God is in you. The word is near you, even in your mouth. Even the word of faith that we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation. Deliverance of every kind is in your mouth. But you have to define and declare, I am that I am. If you want to be healed, define yourself as a person who is healed. Define yourself as a person who is healthy. Define yourself as a person who is eternally youthful. I dare you to define yourself as that. Be definite with the infinite. By means of man, unlimited God can be, do, and have anything. But it is a person's responsibility to choose and define exactly what the infinite will be, do, and have through him. Now, Joshua, who succeeded Moses, said to Israel, choose you this day whom you shall serve. God has given man the power of choice. It says that the infinite will support you. If you make a choice, God will back you up. You make a choice according to God's will, God will back you up. Isn't it good to know that?
Yes.
Define yourself according to God's will, and God backs you up. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Decide. We are about to make a choice. We are about to define and declare the good that we shall be, do, and have. Let's do it. God is backing you up in whatever you're about to say. All the power in heaven and in earth is backing you up. I love Jesus for so many reasons. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. Now, I part company with the theologians when they say, oh yeah, that was just the historic Jesus. But even if you want to say that, Jesus said something else to his disciples. He said, behold, I give you. Even if you're going to say, well, I mean, that just means that Jesus, nobody but Jesus got any power. Well, wait a minute. Even if you want to do that, Jesus said what? Behold, I give you power. Even if you want to say that, look, behold, I give you power. Stop walking like a weakling. Stop talking like a weakling. Stop thinking like a weakling. Behold. That word means get a hold of this with the eyes of your mind. I give you power. I give you power to walk on serpents and over all the so-called power of the enemy. And listen, nothing. Now God is going to back you up. We're going to say something. You know, the reason why some of you don't get certain things is because you ain't saying nothing. Right here and right now. I open my mouth to the Lord.
I open my mouth to the Lord.
And I am defining.
And I am defining.
And declaring.
And declaring.
The good.
The good.
That I desire.
That I desire.
To be.
To be.
To do.
To do.
And to have.
And to have.
Right here and right now.
I define my health. I define my health.
Okay, now this is healing time. In God.
In God.
I am totally.
I am totally.
Completely.
Completely.
And altogether.
And altogether.
Healthy.
Healthy.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
In my mind.
In my mind.
In my body. I am God's property.
I am God's property.
God's child.
God's child.
Made in God's image and likeness.
Made in God's image and likeness.
And I claim God.
And I claim God.
I confess.
I confess.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
I am. Good health.
Good health.
Now, I want you to give that and receive it at the same time. You see, one of the secrets of giving is that you receive what you give. And I got something else to tell you. Every one of you in here, you have the gift of healing. What did I say? Every one of you, you have the gift of healing. Come on now, let's stand on the solid rock. Nothing can come near me but good health. Everything else is eliminated. I say to everything that is not like good health, you can't touch this. I dare you to go forth defining yourself as good health. I am good health. If you want to get rid of the blues and prevent the blues, say this, I am the joy of the Lord made manifest. Define yourself as love. I am the love of God made manifest. And then you see everything that is not like love has to just get out of your way. Let us define ourselves as success. I am God's success made manifest.
I am God's success made manifest.
I am divine prosperity made manifest.
I am divine prosperity made manifest.
We are defining, we are declaring. I am good fortune made manifest.
I am good fortune made manifest.
Bad luck can't touch this.
Bad luck can't touch me.
All right, here we go. Anybody ready for some more money? How many of you here are not hypocrites about money? No hypocrites about money around here. All right, here we go. I am infinite divine money.
I am infinite divine money.
Made manifest.
Made manifest.
In every form and fashion.
In every form and fashion.
Amount and modus operandi.
Amount and modus operandi.
And in the coin of every realm.
And in the coin of every realm.
I am money.
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 This is how you define and declare.